Blog Talk Radio.
Praise is so fun, but the battle is alive.
Something happens when you pray. Something happens when you pray. I said something happens when you shout unto God. When you bless the Lord at all times. When you sing a new song unto the Lord. When you make a joyful noise. In spite of what you're going through. In spite of your circumstance. If you will lift up your hands and open up your mouth.
Come on, come on.
And say to the mountains.
Woo!
Be thou removed.
Hallelujah.
And be cast into the sea. It has to go.
It has to go.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Somebody give God a shout.
Woo! Glory,
give
glory, glory. Hallelujah.
Till the walls fall. Till every chain breaks.
Woo!
Strongholds are coming down. Sickness is coming down. Disease is coming down. Divorce is coming down. Every strategy of the enemy to defeat you is coming down. It's coming down. It's coming down. It's coming down. Shout it down. Shout it down. That's it down. That's it down.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God.
We have to sing about Jesus tonight.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
And all that he is.
And all that he is.
The
praise
name
God.
That's above every other name.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
it's
Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you. Praise God. You are listening to God's Favorites radio program coming to you live tonight on Blog Talk. Praise God. We are so glad and so happy to have you with us tonight. We pray that you are enjoying the praises that's coming to you. Praise God. But have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet. Away, whatever you may be going through tonight. Maybe you're going through some type of sickness. Maybe you're going through some types of hurts. Praise God. Seems as though that you just can't swing or can't shake it. But Jesus, his name is Jesus. God's favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts tonight. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." God is willing to give us rest from everything that tries to beset us, anything that the devil throws at us. Praise God. Jesus is there. His name, the song said tonight, his name is Jesus. Praise God. And we can rest in him. That's what he said. Praise God. Hallelujah. We don't have to run to anything else or anybody else. We don't have to go to drugs. We don't have to go to Buddha. We don't have to run to anybody else. We can have a straight line straight to Jesus and call upon the name of Jesus. Praise God. His name is. Hallelujah. His name is Jesus. Praise God. There is no other name. It's powerful. It's powerful. Praise God. As powerful as that name. Praise God. Let us pray. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, Lord God, asking you to forgive us of our sins. God, wash us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, oh God. Anything, God, that's not like you, oh God, remove it from us, oh God. You said you remove our sins as far as the east is from the west. And Father God, we know, God, Lord God, without a shadow of a doubt, God, that you have loved us with an everlasting in love, oh God. And God, you're willing to do anything that we may ask, oh God, because you told us to ask, oh God, Father. You told us to make our request known unto you, oh God. And Lord, you, God, you just gave us avenues, oh God, and where you will, oh God, reach out. You promised you will never leave us nor forsake us, oh God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God. What a mighty God we serve. We serve an awesome God. Father, now, God, look on your people, oh God. Father God, as we worship together tonight, God, oh, Father God, look on, Father God, whatever, oh God, they may be going through, God, touch them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, oh God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, remove any dead thing from them, oh God. Father God, that they may stand, oh God, in your presence, oh God, and see the salvation of the Lord. Praise God. Lord, you are God, God. Yes, God, you are the healer, God. Truly, God, you heals and you set free, God. Yes, God, oh God, that son, oh God, or that daughter, oh God, that's out there, oh God, that seem as though they just don't want to come in. What the devil is trying to hold them, oh God, but we, oh God, speak to, into their lives tonight, oh God, that they are set free from every demonic force that's trying to hold them, Lord God. Father God, they may be on drugs. They might be, oh God, on alcohol. They may be, oh God, living a rowdy life, oh God. But God, oh God, they may be behind prison walls. God, wherever they may be, God, oh Father God, God, you are the deliverer, oh God. And God, we know, God, oh God, it's in your timing, oh God. God, you have a set timing for everything in our lives, oh God. And God, we love you for that, God. Lord God, if there may be, oh God, someone need healing from high blood pressure, oh God, diabetes, any kind of sickness, oh God. And God, we can speak to that, God. And God, sure enough, oh God, we remember the woman, oh God, that had the issue of blood. Oh God, God, that her blood dried up when she talked to him of your garment, God. Yes, God, you can do the same thing today, God. Oh God, thank you, thank you. God, we come with thanksgiving, God. Oh God, for what you can do, God. God, you are a miracle working God. And truly, we see your miracles every day, God. You are steady working miracles, God. We, oh God, are your miracles every day, God. From the time we wake up to the time we fall asleep, all while we're sleeping, God. God, you just showing yourself mightily in our lives, oh God. God, there is none other. There's none other that we decide to worship as we worship you, God. We worship you tonight, God, with our whole heart, mind, and soul. Yes, God, we worship you because you have loved us with an everlasting love. We worship you, God, because you created us to worship you. Oh, God, thank you, Father God, and we do worship you in spirit and in truth, Lord God. Oh, God, thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, we worship you, God. Yes, God, because we are in love with you too, God. Yes, God. Oh, God, yes, God. Oh, God, we remember all your goodness, oh, God. And, oh, God, we recognize what you have done for us on the cross, God. Oh, God, oh, God, we don't ever want to be without you, God. Oh, God, because you have paid an awesome price for us, God. Truly, God, oh, God, we sing praises unto to your name. We glorify your name, oh God. Oh God, we lift up your name, oh God, because you're worthy to be lifted up, oh God. Oh, holy is thy name, oh God. Holy, that one, oh, that most holy and wonderful name. Oh, praise God. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Oh God, and we praise you, Lord God. Yes, Lord God. Oh, you're an awesome God. You're an awesome God. You're awesome in all your ways. Oh God. Oh, God, thank you, thank you. You said in everything to give thanks, but because this is the will that concerneth you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, you bow down your ear, oh, God. He hears us when we call. And, God, when we praise you, Lord God, oh, God, it's sweetness, oh, God. It's just like incense going up into your nostrils. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Oh, that's how much you love us. Oh, God, we are your dear children, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. We are more than enough, oh, God. Thank Lord. Oh, God, we don't need anything else. You're more than enough. You're more than enough. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we come. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Well, we're so happy tonight to have all of you on the line tonight. But at this time, I'm going to turn it over to my co-host, Minister Peggy Biden, and then I'll be back with you with the message for tonight. Praise God. Minister Peggy.
Well, thank the Lord we're here tonight with another good word from God. Isn't it wonderful that we can hear the great words of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is God's Favorite Radio Program featuring Pastor Evangelist Vivian George. You may reach us at God's Favorites, Post Office Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana 70073. Home phone number is area code 504-347-5797. To listen to our program, area code 714-409-0578. If you'd like to give a prayer request or just give a praise to the Lord, please press 1 after you have dialed area code 714-409-0578. And also on Fridays at 8 p.m., Minister Janice Williams is the host of Victorious Living, which is a part of the Ministry of God's Favorites. Call this number on Friday night at 8 p.m. Area code 714-409-0578. And you will receive a great blessing by just listening to God's Word. And share it with a friend of yours and let them know that God's Favorites on Sunday nights at 7 and on Friday nights at 8 has encouraging words for many of us that's out there and can be a great messenger for God. Tonight our prayer request is for widows, widows that's living alone in their homes, and everybody needs to take and check on them as friends, as neighbors, and widowers also. We need to check on our older people, that is widows and widowers, and keep them in prayer because God needs to give them a comfort where they can feel safe and protected. Also, for eyes, anybody that has any eye disease, anybody that's having surgery, also especially for heart disease. Heart disease is something that is coming up more often, and it's people having surgery after surgery. Even though God has given the physicians their helping hands to order to correct the different problems in the heart, He is the healer, and He can heal our hearts. Also for diabetes, for cancer, children without parents, children with parents that is being abused. And pray for your neighbors. Pray for your friends, missionaries that's out there giving the word of God to many unsaved loved ones. Grieving people, yes. All our griefs we can bring to God. Just think about it. Anything that we need to take to Him, we can take it in prayer, and we can get an answer. Isn't that great assurance? And Psalms 118, it says, "Thank the Lord because He is good. His love continues forever. Let the people of Israel say, His love continues forever. Let the family of Aaron say, His love continues forever. Let those who respect the Lord say, His love continues forever. I was in trouble, so I called to the Lord. The Lord answered me and set me free. I was not afraid because the Lord is with me. People can't do anything to me. The Lord is with me to help me. So I will see my enemy is defeated. It is better to trust the Lord than to trust people. It is better to trust the Lord than to trust His princes. All the nations around me, but I defeated them in the name of the Lord. They surround me on every side, but with the Lord's power I defeated them. They surrounded me like a swarm of bees, but they died as quickly as thorns born. By the Lord's power I defeated them. They chased me until I was almost defeated, but the Lord helped me. The Lord gives me strength and a song. He has saved me. Shouts of joy and victory comes from the tents of those who do right. The Lord has done powerful things. The power of the Lord has won the victory. With His power, the Lord has done mighty things." Isn't that wonderful? The power of the Lord does mighty things. Just think and thank Him tonight for all that He has done for you. And remember to share that with your friends this week and with others as you testify about the Lord, that His power has done mighty things for you. Thank you for listening to our program. Continue praying for us. And remember, God's Favorites is always here to help. Give us a call. Pastor Evangelist Vivian George would be glad to pray with you, help counsel you, and also Minister Janice Williams. Sunday nights at 7 and Friday nights at 8. May you have a blessed week, and always remember, the power of the Lord has done mighty things for you. Have a great week, and we'll give you the praise and the glory to God. Pastor Evangelist Vivian George.
Thank you so much, Minister Peggy. Thank you so much. You are a blessing, I tell you. She is just a sweet. I wish all of you all could meet her. She is a sweetheart. Praise God. I just love her to death. I thank her so much for always helping me out. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Our topic tonight is going to be when the heavens open. You ever thought about when the heavens open unto you, when the heavens is open unto you? Have you really ever thought about it? My beloved, let me tell you, and I say to you tonight, when you pray, things will happen. Praise God. When you pray, things will happen. Might not happen when you get ready, but God is always there waiting on you. Prayer will cause the heavens to open up for you. Praise God. You will hear the voice of God speaking to you. And you will hear him saying to you, praise God. God loves us, you know. And he's willing to speak to us, praise God. You will hear him speaking, saying, still fight on. You might not want to fight on. You might want to end the problem right there. But he wants you to hold on and don't give up. Praise God. He will cause you to be able to see in the spirit clearer, to hear in the spirit clearer. And God will say, this is my beloved, who I am well pleased. Praise God. Don't you want to hear him say that? Let's look at Matthew 3rd chapter, 13 through 17. I will be giving you a couple of verses where the heavens open. Praise God. So we're going to read in Matthew tonight. And this is speaking of when Jesus was baptized by John. Praise God. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answered and said unto him, suffer it to be so now, for this it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. See, this had to take place to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him, and Jesus went. And he was baptized, went up. And you say, oh, why did John have to baptize Jesus? Jesus is everything. But Jesus is letting us know, praise God. Let's read on. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens. Well, why did he have to come be baptized by John when he come from heaven as it is? But God is letting us know, praise God. Lo, the heavens was open unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting up on him. I'm telling you, God will come down in the midst of a situation for you. Praise God. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm pleased. Let me tell you, God has loved us with an everlasting love. Praise God. And I'm telling you tonight, when you pray, praise God, hallelujah, when you pray, God's going to open the heaven. He's going to open it up, and he's going to come down in your midst as well, praise God. And he's going to remove some things, oh God, that has been troubling you. When Jesus come in the midst of a thing, praise God, when he steps in, when Jesus steps in the midst of your situation, things have to change, praise God, hallelujah. Please, don't you want God to come in your midst? Every day I want him to be in the midst, in my midst, praise God, every day. I don't ever want to be without him. And, you know, sometimes we get like with Jesus, and we just go on and we just going and not even having him on our mind. But guess what? Jesus always there. He never leaves us nor forsakes us. Praise God. Let's look at another way, a vision. In Ezekiel 1:1, when God gave Ezekiel a vision, praise God, of the heavens. And now it came to pass, in the 30th year of the fourth month, in the fifth day of the month, as I was among the captives by the river of Sebar, I saw, he said, I saw vision of God. And in the fifth day of the month, which was the fifth year of King Jehoiachin's captivity, the word of the Lord came to me expressly unto Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldean by the river of Sebar. And the land of the Lord there was upon him, and behold, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud, and a fire unfolding itself, and a brightness was about it. And out of the midst thereof was a color of amber in the midst of the fire. Also out of the midst thereof came the likeness of four living creatures. Now this is when the heavens had opened and he saw all this. And this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man. And everyone had four faces, and everyone had four wings. And their feet were straight feet. And the sole of their feet was like the sole of a calf foot, and they sparkled like the color of burnished brass. And they had the hands of a man under their wings, and their full side, and their four had their faces, their wings. And their wings were joined one to another. They turned not when they went. They went every one straight forward. As for the likeness of their faces, they four had the face of a man and the face of a lion, and the right side they had four had face of an ox, and on the left side they four also had the face of an eagle. So we seeing here, I just read part of this to you, but this is the way the heavens opened up to Ezekiel. And he showed Ezekiel not only this one vision, but he showed him visions. The word said visions. And that's when the heavens opened up to him and showed, my God, wouldn't you like? Yes. I'm going to tell you, I would love, and it has happened to me. Wouldn't you like the angels to visit with you? Some people say yes and some people say no, but the angels are visiting with us every day. Praise God. Wouldn't you like to receive visions from God? Yes, I would. Look at verse 4. It said, a whirlwind came out of the north. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. I say come, Holy Spirit, and move in us and through us, and let us feel the brush of angel's wing. Let us feel your presence once again. I want to feel the presence of God. I want to feel the brush of angel wings. What about you? Praise God. Ezekiel received his calling to be a prophet through a visionary experience. You don't know what God wants to do to you and through you. When you receive visions, when the angels come and visit you and bring you something that God wants to speak to you, praise God. And we can also receive visions. And I'm going to show you that later. If you read the entire chapter, it speaks of God's omnipotence and sovereignty over the all over the universe. The brilliance of the firmament is a representative of God's holiness and majesty. Praise God. The throne which occupies by the appearance of a man. It affirms that God is in control of all our affairs, of man's and in an active and in judgment. Praise God. Let's look at another vision of Ezekiel before we go any further. Like I said, God showed Ezekiel some visions. And let's look at Ezekiel chapter 8, 1 through 5. And it reads, that's the second vision that he had. And it came to pass, on the sixth year of the sixth month, and in the fifth day of the month, as I sat in mine house. Now, he was in his house. So you don't have to be in the church now to see a vision. God can visit you wherever you are. Praise God. Let's read on. And the elders of Judah set before me that the hand of the Lord God fell there upon me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Then I beheld, and lo, a likeness as the appearance of fire from the appearance of his loins even downward, fire and from his loins even upward, as the appearance of brightness as the color of amber. And he put forth the form of a hand and took me by the lock of mine head. And the Spirit lifted me up between the earth and the heavens and brought me in the visions of God to Jerusalem, to the door of the inner gate that looked toward the north, where was the seat of the image of jealousy, which provoketh jealousy. And behold, the glory of the God of Israel was there, according to the vision that I saw in the plain. Then said he to me, Son of man, lift up thine eyes now to the way toward the north. And I lifted up mine eyes the way toward the north, and behold, north was at the gate of the altar, this image of jealousy in the entry. What if God tell you to look? We have to be ready to hear God's voice when he tell us to look. People, jealousy in the church today. Jealousy is in the church today. And it should not be. The Bible says jealousy is as cruel as the grave. Another place the Bible speak of jealousy said, how we are wounded in the house of my friends. And this is what it does. And it cripples us. Praise God. Let's look at another one of Ezekiel's visions then. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's go over to Ezekiel 40, 2 through 4. Ezekiel 40. 2 through 4, and it reads as thus: In the vision of God brought me into the land of Israel and set me up on a very high mountain, by which was the frame of a city on the south. And he brought me thither, and behold, there was a man whose appearance was like the appearance of brass, with a line of flax in his hand and a measuring reed, and he stood in the gate. And the man said unto me, Son of man, behold with thine eyes and hear with thine ears. God is speaking. Come on, somebody. And set thine heart upon all that I shall show thee. God wants to show you something, my friends. Praise God. For to the intent that I might show them to thee art thou brought thither. Declare all that thou see it to the house of Israel. God still wants to show his people something. And I'm going to prove that to you a little later. Praise God. Hallelujah. God wants us to hear what the Spirit has to say to the church. Praise God. He wants us to see in the Spirit and to sing in the Spirit, to pray in the Spirit, to dance in the Spirit. God has things for us to do. And, you know, we are very stubborn sometimes, and we don't really get it right. We don't do it. He wants to show us some things. Praise God. This is when you are under an open heaven, when you get ready to dance, to sing, to shout, to praise. Praise God. God will speak and open up some things to you. Praise God. Yes, he will. Because it's his desire. He wants to come in with his children. He wants to speak to his children. Praise God. Let's look at another scripture in Mark. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's go over to the book of Mark, chapter 1, verses 9 through 11. And it reads as this. This is, again, when Jesus was baptized, and it's just confirming. And it came to pass in those days, and Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized of John in the Jordan. And straightway coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens open, and the Spirit, like a dove, ascending upon him. And there came a voice from heaven saying, "Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Praise God. As we read that in another passage in Matthew, it's only confirming itself again. Praise. Jesus is being baptized by John. Praise God. We are speaking of when the heavens open unto you. What will happen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we see that the Holy Spirit at work here. This is also to bear witness in Luke Gospel as well. I don't know whether you have ever experienced anything of this sort or not, but I have. When I got baptized in that cow pasture in Tangipahoa River, I felt the same way. Everything was so beautiful. The water was so pretty. The fishes were swimming down through there. I was so happy that I had gotten saved as a little girl, 9 years old. Everything was so beautiful. The sky was so white. I felt so beautiful. We had to dress in white dresses with white scarves tied on our head. I tell you, that was one beautiful day I will never forget. I'll tell you of another time that I might have been a little girl at that time. But I'll tell you another time that the heavens opened to me. And that was when I lost my husband, when my husband died. I had cried so hard all day long. I went to the bathroom to get a shower, to clean up. And I called on the name of Jesus. And I looked up. All I could see is white clouds. Now, I'm inside of my house in the bathroom. But, oh, when I called on the name of Jesus, the heavens opened to me. And I had cried so much until I was just weak, and I felt like I couldn't cry anymore. But in that bathroom, when I called on Jesus, there was no roof but what white clouds in that bathroom. That lets me know that God is so real, and he wants to show us things to come and he wants to commune with us. God let me know that I was not alone. He was right there with me. Praise God. God wants us to really know that he's always there. He's always there. But we don't recognize that God is always there with us. We want to fight. And we want to just not think that nothing or nobody cares at the time when you're going through. Praise God. He really, really want to let us know that he will never leave us nor forsake us. He is true to his word. Praise God. And he will continue to remind us of this in his word as we read it. As we continue to read God's word, all through his word, he reminds us who he is to us. the heavens opened to Jacob. And let's go over there and look at that scripture. In Jacob, when Jacob was in a dream. Praise God. That's in Genesis 28, 10 through 16. Praise God. Genesis, if you will follow me in your Bible, praise God. I'd like for you to mark these scriptures down because, you know, God had never spoken to me like this when the heavens open. When the heavens open, God is ready to move in our midst and do great things in our lives. Praise God. So let's look at Genesis 28, 10 through 16. Jacob had a dream at Bethel. Praise God. And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. And he lighted up on a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took the stone of that place and put them on his pillars and lay down on the place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth. And the top of it reached to the heavens, and behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, we say 10 through 16, and behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac, and the land whereon thou liest. To thee I will give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee and into thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Praise God. And behold, I am with thee, and I will keep thee in all the places wherever thou goest. And I will bring thee again into the land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken of. God is letting Jacob know. Praise God. God is want to let us know some things. Praise God. This verse 16. And Jacob awakened out of his sleep, and he said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. Praise God. The Lord is there even when you are sleeping. We don't know when and where God is going to speak or how he's going to speak. But we must learn how to listen for his voice. Jacob said, surely the Lord is in this place. God promised Jacob two things. He assured Jacob that he was the promise carrier of both the seed and the covenant of Abraham. He assured him of his personal safety and blessing. God wants us to have faith in him and to stand on his promises. Praise God. Hallelujah. Think about how Enoch and Elijah walked with God. There are three heavens, and we don't know which one they are in. We know they are not in the heaven with Satan, God, but God has placed them somewhere in the heavens because they was raptured out of here. Praise God. All we know, Enoch was translated up into the heaven. The Bible say he did not see death. Praise God. We are told Elisha went to heaven, but where? Elijah. All we're saying is the heavens open up to them, and Elijah was taken up in a whirlwind. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, when we look, praise God. Let's go to 2 Kings. I started to skip it, but let's go over there. When 2 Kings 2, 1 through 11, how that happened. Praise God. 2:1-11. It came to pass when the Lord would take up Elijah into the heavens by whirlwind that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah said to Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Bethel. And Elijah said unto him, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. And the sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came forth to Elijah and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. And Elijah said unto him, Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho. And he said, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they came to Jericho. And the sons of the prophet that were at Jericho came to Elijah and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he answered and said, yea, I know it. Hold your peace. He didn't want to hear it, you know. Praise God, because he wanted to stay with Elijah. Praise God. I pray, and Elijah said unto them, tarry ye, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Jordan. And he said, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And they too went on. And 50 of the sons of the prophets went and stood to view afar off. And they too stood by Jordan. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither, so that they too went over on dry ground. And it came to pass, when they were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elijah said, pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon thee. And when he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. And it came to pass, when they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire. That's what I wanted you to see right there. That's what took him up. A chariot of fire. And behold, there appeared and horses of fire, and parted both asunder. And Elijah went up in a whirlwind into the heavens. Praise God. God took him up into the heavens. Praise God. When the heavens open unto you. When the heavens open unto you. Look, I want to tell you tonight. In Joel, in the book of Joel, praise God, and I know we all have read it. God said, and I'm going to go there, Joel 2 and 28 says, Joel, he said, I will, in Joel, let me go back here to 2 and 28, praise God, hallelujah, let's see what Joel said about this, glory to God, let's go over here. Joel, praise God. Hallelujah. Joel 2 and 28 says, and I know you have read it so many times, and it shall come to pass, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your old men shall dream dreams, and the young men shall see visions. You're going to see some things. Hey, praise God. God's going to open up the heavens so that our old men shall dream, and young men shall see visions. So God is willing to open up the heavens for us, praise God, so that things will happen. Situations will change, praise God. It's bound to happen if you allow God to come in your midst. If you allow God to take over the situation, God said, if you will draw close to me, I will draw close to you. We have to pray. Pray. And pray again about the problems and anything that tries to easily beset us. And know that God will do it. We have to be knowing what God will do in these days and in these times that we are walking in. The heavens is ready to open for us. I do believe the heavens, God is ready. If we walk according to his will, if we pray according to his will, if we study, if we praise him, it's all in our praise. Why do you think I come with you with praise at first? Because this is what God says. We are to come to him and praise and worship him and adore him, praise God. I believe and I want God to visit me daily. I want to hear his voice daily. I want the heavens to be open. He said, I'll open for you out a blessing. Praise God. I believe the windows are ready to be opened for you tonight. God can do anything but fail. Think about the vision. Ezekiel had more vision. God took him up into visions and showed him mighty many things. And God is willing to show you some things. Hear from God. Praise God. Well, our time is about to be spent, and I don't want to leave you without blessing you, because God told me if I bless the people, he said he will bless them in the highest blessing that God gave to Moses, and it goes on down through the people. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you, and may he lift up his countenance toward you and give you peace tonight. And the rest of this week, I pray that you'll be right back here with us next Sunday night at the same time. Call a friend. Call a friend and ask them to come on and hear the word of God. Then we come to encourage you into word and to lift you up where you may be torn down, praise God. We love you so much, and we want to share the word of God with you. God's word will set us free from anything. May you be blessed in your going in, your coming out, your uprising, and your sitting down. Be blessed. We love you and glad you are here with us. Minister Janice will be on Friday night if you would like to listen. Bye-bye.